Amen. What a wonderful God we have in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
What a wonderful Savior we have in
Thank
Him.
You, Jesus.
Amen. He sits in the right hand on the Father.
Yes.
It's so great.
Yeah.
And there will come a day He comes back.
Yes.
And we will meet with Him.
Yes.
Looking forward for this day. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
There will be a day we will worship Him.
Yeah.
For everlasting.
Yes.
Everlasting.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
thank you so much for welcoming me. It's for me a privilege to stand here to be with all of you. It's so great. Thank you so much.
Praise God. Amen.
And it's great to see that you're so hungry for God, for yeah. more of God. So good. Praise God.
Amen.
I want to read Matthew chapter 19. This morning, and starting with verse 16. And behold, one came and said unto him, Good Master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. He said unto him, Which? And Jesus said, Thou shalt do not no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Mm. The young man said unto him, All these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? Jesus said unto him, If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, Verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle, than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, Who then can be saved? But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
Yeah.
Then answered Peter and said unto him, Behold, we have forsaken all, and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? And Jesus said unto them, Verily, I say unto you, that you which have followed me, in the regeneration when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, you also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone that hath forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive 100-fold, and shall inherit with everlasting life.
Amen.
But many that are first shall be last, And the last shall be first.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus.
This is a real story. It's not a parable. It's a story, a real story with a real man. He had a lot of real questions in his life.
Yeah.
This is real. And the best place to go with your question, it's Jesus.
Yeah. Amen.
Thank you.
This man, he had no idea that his story would be written in the Bible.
Yeah.
He had no idea on this day when he go to Jesus that his story would be written in the Bible and millions of believers
yes.
would read his story.
Mm.
He had no idea. But this story is given to us for an example.
Mm.
It is given to us for an example.
Yeah.
And we know, we read the story and we know that this man make some big mistakes. We know, we read, that he made a very bad decision.
Mm-hmm.
He decided to let Jesus go.
Mm.
He decided to stay at his home with all his possessions and let Jesus go.
Yes. Jesus.
What a big mistake.
Yes.
What a bad decision. But it's not about this man this morning, amen? It's not about this man. This story is given to us as a warning,
yeah.
and also as encouragement.
Yes.
If we follow Christ, we get everything in Him.
Yes.
There's no better way than to follow Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. We don't want to talk that a lot about this man this morning, because it's about us. It's about me and it's about you.
Yeah.
I want to pray and ask the Lord that He would speak through His Spirit
Jesus.
To us. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus,
Lord.
Thank you. Thank you for your word.
God. Yes.
Thank you for your holy word.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. We are so thankful
Jesus.
For your holy word that
Jesus.
It's still alive. Thank you. I pray that you would give your Spirit this morning and
yes,
speak
God.
Through your Spirit, to through
thank
your
you.
Spirit, to us, to every single of us.
Savior.
Speak in our lives, Jesus. We need you. We need you.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you. Amen.
Yes,
amen. Good Master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? You know, this is the most important question you can ever ask in your life.
Yeah.
What good thing must I do to get eternal life? What have I to do to get eternal life? How can I get saved?
Mm.
This is the most important question you can ever ask. And I know that every person who's going over this world had this question inside of his heart. What can I do to get eternal life? How can I get saved?
Mm.
Many people in Jerusalem at the day of Pentecost, there was 120 disciples searching for God,
mm-hmm.
searching for the Holy Spirit, for the power of heaven.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit fell down and Peter, he stood up and preached the gospel in Jerusalem. There was a huge crowd, many, many people was there. And Peter preached the gospel.
Mm, yeah.
He talking about Jesus. He talking about salvation.
Amen.
And this huge crowd, the Spirit goes through their heart. And they ask, what should I do to get saved?
Yeah.
What should we do? What should we do?
Mm-hmm.
They realize that there is something they need to do.
Yeah.
Because they are in their sins.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They are in darkness.
Jesus.
And they are so hungry for the reality of God.
Mm-hmm.
And they ask Peter and the disciples, what should we do? Peter said, repent. Repent and get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. All of these people, they had this question inside their heart.
Mm-hmm.
What should we do?
Yeah.
Important question. There was another story in Acts chapter 16, the prison keeper. Maybe you know this story. Paul and Silas were put into prison. And it was a dark hour in their life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they had Jesus Christ inside
mm-hmm.
their heart. They loved the Lord.
Yeah. Amen.
They worshipped God in this darkest hour.
Sweet.
And there came an earthquake. You know this story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
amen.
The doors get open.
Hallelujah.
It's a miracle.
Yeah.
The stuck, it breaks. Mm-hmm. And they could walk through this prison, through the door. But there was this man, the prison keeper. And he was so afraid because he thought that everyone had fled. And he took his sword and he wants to end his life. He was so close to end his life and go
yeah.
right into eternal flames.
Oh Lord.
It was a dark hour.
Yes.
But through, in right into this situation, Paul and Silas came and said, stop. Stop it.
Yeah.
Amen. I said, stop it. There's hope. There's
yes.
salvation. You don't need to die in your darkness. You don't need to die in your sins.
Yeah.
And we read that this man, he falls on his knees and asks this life, this question. Mm. What must I do to get saved?
Amen.
What must I do to get saved? One more time, this important question.
Yeah.
And Paul and Silas, they are full with the love of Jesus Christ.
Yes. Mm.
They put his light, Jesus' light, into this darkest hour of this man.
Mm.
Wonderful story.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Amen.
And because of Paul and Silas, they follow Jesus. They follow Jesus. They are full of Jesus inside of their heart.
Mm-hmm.
And they can bring life to this man and his whole family. And they get saved on that day.
Yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of people outside of this church. They're going through darkness.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people in Limerick. They have no hope.
Amen.
Darkness is around them.
Mm-hmm.
Sin. A lot of sin. They got no answers for their questions.
Mm.
But Jesus wants you and me to give them hope, to give
yes.
them
Amen.
Salvation,
yes.
to bring them Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus is the answer. It is
mm-hmm.
always Jesus. And I know that he put his church on this place, in this city,
yeah.
to bring light in the darkness.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
A lot of people searching for the answers about this important question of life. And if we allow Jesus to increase in us, if we allow him to live his life through our life, and we are able to bring life and hope and salvation
right.
to them.
Amen.
Jesus is always, always the answer.
Amen.
Always. In John chapter 10 verse 9, Jesus said, I am the door. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Jesus is the door. There's no
yes.
other door. There's no other way. It's
Amen.
Jesus. It's only Jesus. It's only Jesus. And in John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Yeah.
So we know he is not only the door. He is the door. But he is not only the door. He is also the way. He is the door. We get saved. But he is also the way that leads to the Father.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus, he's also our goal. Amen.
Yeah, amen.
He's our goal. He is everything. He is the
yeah.
door. He is the way. He is
Jesus.
Our goal. He is everything. He is the answer of all these questions.
Savior.
And if our young man, this rich man we have read it, if he had decided on that day to follow Jesus, then he had found real life. He had found real life and he got all the answers of his questions.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But he had decided to stay at home, to stay with all his religions, to stay at home with all his nice houses and everything.
Mm.
But he was empty inside of his heart.
Yeah.
He knows that there is something more. He knows that there is something he lacked. But he decided to stay at home. What a tragedy.
Yes.
It's given to us as a warning.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus calls us to follow him.
Mm.
It's a privilege to follow him. It's a privilege to know him.
Yeah,
there's no better way than to follow Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus said to this young and rich man, sell all your possessions. Give it away. Give it away. And you spend your money to the poor. Jesus did not want this money.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
He wants to have the heart of this man.
That's right.
Yeah,
amen.
This is what he's looking for. And it's the same this morning.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need your money.
Yes.
No. He has everything.
Yeah.
But he wants your heart.
Yes.
He wants that you follow him.
Mm.
That you left the world behind you and follow Jesus, just Jesus.
Father.
Because Jesus is everything.
Oh, Lord.
Jesus calls us to follow him. And this call does not end with our day of our salvation. It's just the beginning.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. To follow Christ is a lifetime mission. Every day. It's not a Sunday thing.
Amen.
It's not a Wednesday thing. And
yeah.
When you have your Bible study and your prayer meeting. All day long.
That's right.
So what means follow me? What does it mean? It means it needs a clear decision from you.
Mm.
Jesus said, follow me, but it needs a clear decision from
Amen.
You to left the world behind you to follow Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. You cannot serve two masters, Jesus said. No man can serve two masters. You cannot serve God and mammon. It's not possible. It doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Decide to follow Jesus and let the things of this world behind you.
Mm.
And you know, Jesus Christ, he stands before this man and he watched right into his heart.
Mm.
He know that there are is something in the heart of this man that hinders him to follow him.
Mm.
And it's God's grace that he put his finger
yes.
right into the wound of this young man. Amen?
Yes.
It's God's grace. And it's the same in our life. It's the same. This morning, Jesus looks right into our hearts,
Amen.
In my heart, in
yes.
your heart.
Yes.
And he knows what hinders you to follow
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
He knows it. And it's God's grace. If he speaks to you through his Holy Spirit this morning, he puts his finger in the wounds of you. It's God's grace that brings us to repentance.
Yeah.
It's always God's grace.
Jesus.
Wonderful Savior.
Yeah. Amen.
To follow Christ means that there is nothing more important than Jesus Christ in your life. Nothing.
That's right.
Jesus knows our hearts this morning and he will deal with everything that is between us and God that hinders us to follow him. If we follow Christ, he will increase in us and we will decrease.
Yeah, amen.
If we just follow him step by step by step by step, he will increase in us. We will allow him to live his life through our life. You know, I have such a desire for my life that Jesus would be seen more and more at my working place. Because nobody needs money. No one. But they need Jesus. They need Jesus because Jesus is the answer. It's a long way to go and I know that God needs to change so many things in my life.
Mm.
But I know if I would walk with him step by step by step,
Amen.
He will increase.
Amen.
And this is what the world needs in Germany and this is what Limerick needs.
Yeah. Amen.
The more we walk with him and study his life and his heart, the more our hearts and our attitudes will change.
Yeah, amen.
Automatically, if we follow him
yes.
and if we make the right decisions. The sinful and dark world needs a real Jesus in us and not just some good Christians.
Amen.
They need Jesus,
amen.
The real Jesus.
Lord.
And I want to look to the scripture. Some practical things that happened in the life of the disciples. When they decided to follow Jesus, they had have to learn many things just as they walked with Jesus. In the beginning, Jesus said to Peter and to Andreas, or how do you call it?
Andrew.
Yes. follow me and I will make you a fisher of men.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. But you have to follow me.
Yeah.
You have to follow me.
Yeah.
It's the same in our life. If we follow him, he can use us.
Yes.
He can use us to bring his light, his salvation, his hope to this world, to this city. But we have to follow him. I want to read the verse 23 and 24 in our text. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, Verily I say unto you, that the rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. His disciples stands around him. They saw this young man with all his possessions. They hear the words of Jesus Christ. He's talking to this young man. And it goes through their heart. And they, in verse 25, when the disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, Who then can be saved? It goes through their heart and they thought about this. And you know, something changed in their life, in their thinking. Because they know all this money, all this possession, Jesus don't need it.
Amen.
Jesus don't need it for his kingdom.
Amen.
No, he needs to that we follow him.
Amen.
He needs a pure heart that follow him. And the disciples have learned something for their life. And you can see that it has an influence on their lives. And they later leads to church in Acts. You can see that many people in this church, they sell all their stuff, all their possessions, and brought the money to the apostles so that they can feed the poor and the widows. It had an influence on their life.
Yes.
This story. As the disciples walked with Christ, they saw his love for the sick and for the lost. Always, for the whole time they walked with Jesus, they saw his love and his heart for the lost people and for the sick. You can read in Acts chapter 3, Peter and John, they was on their way to the temple for a prayer meeting. And I said, this sick man, he wasn't able to walk since his birth. He was sick and he asked for money. And Peter and John, they stood before him and said, Silver and gold have I none.
Yeah.
But what I have, I give to you.
Jesus.
It has an influence. They saw Jesus acting as he walked through over this earth.
Mm-hmm.
And it was inside of their hearts.
Hallelujah.
And through the Holy Spirit, they give the hand and said, Stand up in the name of Jesus Christ and be healed.
Hallelujah.
It was inside of their heart.
Mm-hmm.
They was able to bring Jesus as himself to this lost world, to this man. Amen.
Amen.
It has an influence. As they walk with Jesus Christ, it has an influence on their lives. It's the same in our life. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. It's the same. The disciples asked Jesus to teach them how to pray. Very important. So important. They saw that Jesus get up in the morning, it was still dark, he got up and just to have his time with his Father in prayer. They knew that Jesus went to the top of the mountains, of a mountain, just to be with God, just to be in the presence of his Father in prayer. And the disciples, they asked, teach us how to pray. It's so important to pray. Teach us how to pray.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus teach them, amen?
Mm-hmm.
And you can see it in Acts chapter 6, that it has an influence on their life later. I want to read this. Acts 6, verses 2. And the 12 called a multitude of the disciples unto them and said, It is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Therefore, brethren, look you out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. You see, they had learned something. As they walk with Jesus, as they follow Jesus, they have learned something for their life. I said, it's not good for us to serve on the tables. We need to be with our Lord Jesus Christ. We give ourselves to prayer and to the word of God. They have learned something. And it's the same for us. It's the same for us. Prayer, it's so important. So important. Day by day by day. Amen. Seeking the Lord. Hearing His voice. As the disciples follow Jesus, their faith grow. Day by day by day. But they have to face some difficult situations. But it helps them that their faith grow.
Yeah.
And they need faith. Amen.
Yes.
We need faith. There was this story, and Paul read the scripture. 5,000 men stand and hearing the word of God. Jesus preached to 5,000 men.
Yeah, amen.
The whole day they are so hungry for the word of God. But late on this day, they got hungry.
Mm.
It's normal.
Yeah.
They got hungry. They had only 5 breads and 2 fishes. And Jesus thanked and he broke the bread and gave it to his disciples.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine this moment? This small piece of bread, and you go in front of 5,000 men. They're looking to you.
Yeah.
What's happened now? And thoughts go through their head. What is when there nothing happens? What day when
they're
just laughing about us?
Yeah.
But in faith, they took this bread and go to this people.
Amen.
And they pray.
Mm-hmm.
And give it away, and it gets more. And give it away, and it gets more.
Amen.
At this point, their faith grow. Amen.
Amen.
But it's not easy to go through such a situation. It's not easy. It's a challenge.
Yeah.
It's the same in our life. We will face some situation in our lives. And we need to put all our faith unto Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He will never come too late. He is faithful. The disciples were on a boat on the sea. And Jesus said, you go and take the boat and go to the next city. I will have some time in prayer with my father. So the disciples were alone on the sea in that boat, and the storm was coming.
Yeah.
And it was afraid. And Jesus was not there. This situation they faced because they followed Jesus.
Uh-huh.
They followed Jesus, and now they are in a boat without Jesus. And the storm was coming. And thoughts goes through their minds. Maybe the devil comes and said, where's your Jesus? Where's your Jesus? You will die here. Did you ever have faced some situation like this? Did you ever thought, where's Jesus? Where's Jesus?
Yes.
The disciples, they could not take their Bible off their backs in this boat. They could not read the next verses. What will happen next? Oh, Jesus will come in. Oh, it's okay. No problem. No.
Yeah,
wasn't written. They had fear in this boat. But Jesus walked over the sea, yeah, over the water.
Hallelujah.
It's impossible, right?
Yes.
But not for Jesus, not for our God. He walked through this water, over this water, and they helped him. Wonderful. At this moment, their faith grew in them.
Yeah, amen.
One more example, the disciples, they saw Jesus dying on the cross in Calvary. They stood there and they saw their Jesus. They saw him dying. The blood runs on the cross. They saw him dying and it looks for them like a bitter end. It looks for them, oh, all is over. Everything.
Mm.
But 3 days later, Jesus resurrected.
Yes. Amen.
He took the keys of hell and of death. He is our Savior.
Yes.
Amen.
And then when the disciples saw the resurrected Jesus, they lost their fear of death. Amen.
Amen.
They need to go through the situation. They need to see all these things happen. They need to see it. But it has an influence on their life. And they was able to follow Jesus. When he was on the right hand of his Father, he was able, through the Holy Spirit, to walk this life, to follow him, and to bring light and salvation into this lost world. Amen?
Yeah, amen.
This is the same in our lives. If we follow Jesus, we will face some crazy situations in our life. But if we trust our God, he will never come too late.
Hallelujah.
You know, there are some, I have heard that there are many suicides in Limerick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You remember this prison keeper? He was so close to end his life with his sword.
Yeah.
I think there are many people outside of this church.
Amen.
They are so close to end their life.
Yeah.
Because there are darkness around
yes.
them. They were dying in their sins. But you, if you follow Christ and let Jesus Christ increase in you, you can bring the light and hope to them. You can say stop.
Amen.
You can say stop. There is hope.
Yeah.
Amen.
There's salvation. There's life. There's light. But it needs a clear decision every day from us to follow him. Let all this world behind us and to follow him. You know, it's not always easy to follow Christ. The Bible says it's a narrow way. It's not always easy. But it's the best way.
Yes.
There's no better way.
Yes.
There is no And I want to read the last verses in this scripture, 27. Then answered Peter and said unto him, Behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? And Jesus said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that you which have followed me in the regeneration when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, you also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And every one that had forsaken houses, or brethren or sisters, or father or mother or wife or children or lands, for my name's sake shall receive 100-fold and shall inherit everlasting life. We will get a reward if we follow Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
This is good to know, but it's not the reason we follow Jesus. We follow Jesus because he had saved us. He had given us new life. He has brought hope and light into our lives. Wonderful. We want to follow him.
Amen.
Let Jesus increase in your heart so that we are able to bring his life and his light to this city, to Ireland, to Germany. Oh, we need it in Germany so much.
Jesus. Amen.
But the answer, it is always Jesus.
Yes.
In all, it is Jesus. Can we stand for a moment?
Hallelujah.
And if there is something in your life that hinders you to follow Jesus, bring it to the cross. Bring it to the cross. Give him a response this morning.